Welcome to the blessings of Christ on this 18th day of October. Wow, I am going to be the first one to give my thanks to God and to everyone for all of your prayers. I'm here in great spirits and pretty strong in body. I'm recovering well. The surgery was a little bit deeper than anyone expected, but I'm kind of glad that I was surprised. I wouldn't have wanted to prepare for what I actually went through. But I'm back with a walker, getting around, and looking forward to being completely back to normal in a few weeks. So thank all of you for your prayers, your love, your compassion, and your tolerance for a slow shipping and the slow return of calls. You know, we're still in the middle of the pandemic, and it's not easy to find people who are actually qualified to come and work in your home, especially when one of our family members is a hospice patient. So there are lots of challenges we're dealing with, and trying to work around them and still make everything move forward. And the great thing about working with Yeshua is everything always does move forward. It just sometimes takes a little bit of patience and a little bit of ingenuity, a little bit of flexibility, and, just all the good things that sometimes are necessary. To get the camel through the eye of the needle. Just put it that way. But as you can tell, I'm in great spirits, and I'm so glad to be here. So very, very, very glad. So I will open our call. Let's see, we are recording. Okay, we're on a Q&A mode. Good. Just checking out to make sure. Okay, Jerome, your line is open.
Oh, blessings for light and love and your healing, and blessings for everything that you are and do, and thank you for the light and love and peace and joy you've been forever. And I'd like to add a special blessing for my family and my son Andrew, and all the best for everything that Spirit has for us from the universe and from the angels and guides. Oh, we had an inch of snow yesterday, and today it's getting warm. It's 28 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. A heat wave. Oh, bless your heart. Well, you know, what makes the heart warm is loving where you live and living where you love.
Yeah.
And that makes everything just right.
Yes, it does. It does. And
it
you
does.
Are too. And thank you for everything, Glenda. And keep up the good work and healing for your walking now. Healing and healing and healing, healing.
Okay. Well, actually, I have even more good news to add about this. One of the reasons that promoted me to discover that I had a problem in the calf part of my leg, is that for about a year I've been having problems with my right knee. And after having two hip replacements, I would say, oh, no, 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 no. No, I'm not. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I am not losing a knee. And I had x-rays done, and they said, no, it's not an arthritic problem. And so then I began to search around, and I found there was something pressing against my knee from deep within the calf of my leg. So if I had not had that pain in my knee, I would not have discovered something that potentially could have been a great deal more dangerous.
Yes.
And the reason I'm saying that is not to be one of those gals that just goes around talking about her health. But the thing is, sometimes what we think is bad is a clue to help us find something that could be worse.
Yes.
And this is not just true with health matters. It can be true with business matters or social matters. Let's just say something in our business isn't quite working the way we think it should. Well, we may need to look deeper at how we're showing up for our audience and for the public, or for the costs we're paying for our products, or something much deeper than that. Usually, and I'm not the only one who said this, this is a point that many people, many enlightened masters have said, and that is usually the thing that upsets us or annoys us is not the thing that's wrong. Most of the time, what shows up to annoy us or put us a little on warning or edge is a messenger. And it's sent to get our attention so that we look deeper. And my situation is a classic case of that. Classic. Oh, by the way, I have no pain in my knee now.
Great.
Now that this mass has been removed from my, from the calf of my leg, no pain in my knee. It's all gone.
Wow.
So, my knee has been saved. Thank you, Lord. And for all the wise ones who advised me to look deeper. So I pass that wisdom on to all of you, whatever you may be suffering, whether it's emotional, relational, financial, social, political, physical, you name it. You might think that, let's say you got a gluten problem and you get off of gluten and things sort of get a little better, but it doesn't fix what's wrong. And that's telling you, look a little deeper, like why, that for a really healthy person, gluten isn't a problem. Okay, look deeper. Look deeper into intestinal cleansing. Perhaps intestinal examination, probing, et cetera. Well, you're a doctor. You know what I'm talking about. That's just my little collateral wisdom that comes from a personal experience.
Yes.
With great gratitude, and I know everyone can feel the joy in my voice, because even though I get spasms in my leg, I know they're healing spasms.
Yes.
And I know it's all been fixed. We just have to put the pieces back together.
Gratitude, thanksgiving, appreciation, forgiveness and oneness and wholeness. For the spirit of the universe all the time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for Jesus.
Absolutely.
And Joseph.
And thank you to Jerome. Okay. I'm going to open the line for Desmond. Hello, Desmond.
Hey, Glenda. I have a blessing request. I'm living in an apartment, and I want to get my brother hopefully to move in, or somebody to move in. And prayer request for my brother. He's been really struggling with his sleep patterns, his eating habits. He's not eating very, and he's been having a really difficult time figuring out his purpose and his career and what he wants to do. And then as well, I'm struggling a bit financially, and another aspect is that I am trying to get off of medication and a CTO, which is forcing me to live inside of a housing, and hopefully by the spring I'll be able to get out. And my intention is to buy a camper and a truck and travel around to all the sacred holy sites, like that are natural and stuff and just go live on the land. And another request is that I'm because I don't have any finances, I'm not really able to go out much and make friends or meet people. And I've been kind of lonely and, yeah, that's my life. So,
Desmond, let me just reflect on one thing, and that is, to me, your voice and your spirit sound stronger than they have in a long time. So even though you're facing challenges, they may be kind of like the pain in my leg. Sometimes it hurts when life puts things back together again. There's an old adage that says, you know, Humpty Dumpty fell off a wall, but Humpty Dumpty couldn't get back together again. But he can. He can. It just can hurt a little bit. Because when the universe starts putting the pieces back together, it seems a little strange to us. It seems a little stressful to us. And it can actually feel a little frightening to us. Like, okay, what next? How am I going to do this? Where am I going to go? So just, I recommend that you find this place of peace within yourself where everything is centered around the heart of your being, and you don't worry about the broken pieces, because God and the universe and nature will find a way to put them back together again. And I think your plan sounds like a lovely plan. It's very similar to the plan that Yeshua came up for the apostles. He sent them out to the world with nothing but sandals and a knapsack. And he basically said, go get them, guys. Bring the world back to God. And so as you go to the holy places, you will connect those places with the holy center of yourself. And that will put the pieces back together for you. And I think you're going to find it quite miraculous. So just have faith and courage and focus and keep moving forward. That's the key. Just keep moving forward.
Okay.
That's what I find with Yeshua. It's not always fast, but it's always open.
Yeah. That's, I think part of it is just that now we've got our first snow and winter's kind of set in, and the medications are kind of starting to take more effect in the sense that I'm becoming more sedated. So I'm spending a lot more time in bed, and I am kind of lonely. I was living out in the country for 5 years and I was a hermit. But now I'm in the city, and I'm basically like a city hermit. And,
well,
you know.
That's not altogether that bad. The Buddha was a hermit much of his life, and he found his greatest moment in singularity. So it's not all that bad if you just don't dramatize. Okay? Yeah. And it won't last forever. Nothing does.
That's interesting thing about time is that, you know, sometimes, you know, you'll have an appointment at like 3 o'clock or something, or 4 o'clock your time or something, and then or five or whatever, and then you know, it just never seems to come fast enough, and then when it happens or whatever. But I mean, a day sometimes can lag on, dreams can lag on, and it's just having happiness, somehow finding, you know, the sustenance of love, because love doesn't seem to be always overflowing or bountiful, and it's really the ultimate feeling and experience to, you know, like last night I was in my heart and I could just feel the love in my heart, and my mind's still running and my mind's still dreaming and thinking, but I can feel the radiance of love in my heart. And I was just, I was just paying attention.
That's what's important, Desmond. That is the key. That's what's important.
And that's what Yeshua has taught me. That's you know, one of the most important things that Yeshua has taught me is that love is inside of our hearts.
Absolutely.
And so I just go to that heart that, you know, not, I can't go there all the time and experience love, but when it comes, I know that message of that feeling of goodness in my heart is communicating to me something that my mind doesn't quite, my mind can be thinking about problems, but my heart can feel love, and I just try to pay attention to my heart, even though it's not communicating to me the same way that my mind is.
That's the exact answer, Desmond. You've got it. You just need to keep doing it. And we're stacking up people on our board, Desmond, so I have to take some other calls.
Okay. Nice to talk to you.
You've got the solution. Just apply it and keep doing it. Okay?
Thank you.
And
very much
love to you. Okay.
Yeah, much love to you. Bye.
Mary, you're on.
Hey, Glenda, am I there?
You are here.
Okay.
You're everywhere.
Oh, my beloved Glenda, I just want to say I so marvel at your ability during whatever storm, and there have been physical, literal storms coming down upon you, and in spite of all storms, Glenda, you have such an ability to be the light that is needed and the light of service to others. And I just thank you so much. I thank you for everything you've shared. I thank you for the journey, for the process, for the intimacy of all, every drop of this blessing. And so my blessing request is for you, my beloved. I pray for you, for your family, for Spiritus, for every voice that comes on this phone and for every voice that is affected by this call, because there are ripples of light that occur here, and I just thank you for showing up no matter what to offer us this light, Glenda. We love you, and I hope that love surrounds you and gives you strength, and I just, you are my blessing and on my blessing list.
That is so sweet. Thank you, Mary. Thank you,
yeah.
Mary. And, you know, my surgeon, I have no idea what his religious affiliation is, but he said, you know, I saw such light around you during your surgery.
Oh,
so,
isn't that something? Oh, my.
It must have been pretty obvious for him to reflect that back to me. So,
yeah.
He said, you're going to be fine, and I've got to go back to San Antonio on the 28th to have my my leg examined and get the new prognosis for what to do next. I'm sure there'll probably be some physical therapy or something like that.
Usually
there is.
And Glenda, if there's anything you think of that we as a community can do to help you and support you, I know that you don't ask. I know that I want to contribute more donationally to Spiritus, but if there's anything you can ever think of that we could do to help you in any way, you just say the word, okay? And I'm saying that for all of us guys here. I decided to nominate myself to say that.
Thank you. I am kind of backlogged on thank you letters. I may send you some names and addresses.
Okay. That, you know what? Whatever it is, you say the word. You just say the word.
Okay
honey.
Thank
we
you
love
so
you.
Much, Mary.
Okay.
I love you too. We're moving
Bye-bye.
On. We got to hear from everybody.
Okay.
And Mara, you're next in line. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Glenda. I'm so grateful that you again came through your surgery so well. But I have to tell you, I'm not surprised. You've done a pretty good job of that every time. So, and you've been through a lot.
Well, I just have a good caregiver.
Well, we all do, don't we?
We surely do.
Yeah. I would like to request prayers today, blessings today, for a friend of mine on behalf of her friend that is, her whole body is filled with cancer. And her name is Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Stevens. And I would like to further request help and assistance for all of those in Colorado and California, all the places that the fires are breaking out. And it seems like almost every day they break out in another spot. And I would like to, I know that grace will be sent and showered upon them, and know that eventually those fires will turn into something really beautiful. And then for last of all, I'd like to pray for my family and myself.
You've got it.
Thank you so much. You're very precious.
You have my heart, my blessing, Laura.
Thank you.
For everyone your heart touches. And that gives me an opportunity to say to each of you,
thank you,
you are blessed today, everyone your heart touches is blessed. There is an infrastructure of love in this universe that causes us to be attracted to certain people and also drawn to certain people to provide help and assistance and to be there caring for various situations in the environment. I think the largest infrastructure in the universe is that of love. And when you're in a very heightened state of awareness, it's like filaments of light. More beautiful than a spider web, because it doesn't just go to a circle, it's just this incredible flowing lace, like lacework of light. And we are each drawn into a community of love. Not just a community on earth. Our community of love may stretch into other parts of the planet. Don't think that you're just a local person. You're not. Your body is, yes. And your body acclimates to the climate zone you're living in. And, for example, Jerome could be quite happy that the first snow has come and consider that 28 degrees is just lovely. For me, I would be going, where's my coat? Because my body is not acclimated to that. But our soul is not a local citizen, and you may be surprised how far you're reaching out. I think the one most and perhaps only divine service of social media is that it's allowing us to find connections around the world, because the soul lives globally. And I think a lot of us have felt really confined and claustrophobic, that we couldn't find the friends we knew we were supposed to have and be in the little town we grew up in. Of course, you may have grown up in a big city. I'm not saying you, Mara, but a lot of you. But even if I had grown up in New York City, I would have felt claustrophobic. I would have felt like, surely there's something other than this. And growing up in little Weatherford, Texas, one of the loveliest little Victorian towns you could ever be in, with the sweetest, most caring people, nothing to judge or want to move away from, and yet I was claustrophobic because I knew I had connections all over the world, and I couldn't wait to meet them. And actually, I allowed my work to be the venue that took me out around the world to meet all these other wonderful people that I knew I was connected to. Now, as you receive the blessing, keep in mind that you're receiving it for anywhere from just a handful to maybe as much as a million people. You're receiving blessings for a very wide circle of connection. And boy, does Yeshua use that. He used the apostles. He used each one of them and sent them out to different parts of the world. He didn't send them out like a Boy Scout troop to go out and hang together and just go to Syria or India or Europe or Rome. No, he sent each one out to a different country, different place. And they would go out on their own and have to get their daily food and shelter from those they serve. In other words, you don't love and serve, you don't get paid. And that's it. He's a tough boss. I'm going to tell you, he's a tough boss, but he pays well. Okay? I can say that. And he does take us through storms. And he takes up craggy cliffs where we look down and feel like, holy cow, I hope I've got wings. but he pays well. So just think, as you receive the blessing, you're receiving for the minute. And this is one of the reasons I wanted to call those who felt called to join me in learning how to offer the blessing. Because I think it helps that more than one person offers the blessing. And we've got almost 300 blessing givers now. And I know we're not all the way there yet, but right now we're not going to be expanding it because of, well, the situation we're in. And I guess we're just supposed to be stalled for a little while. But that's okay. We'll get through it. And on the other side, there's going to be a new day. So, Mara, blessings to you and love always. I'm going to move on and take a couple more calls. Sarah, you're on.
Aloha, Glenda, in this beloved community.
Aloha.
Thank you so much for showing us the way with faith and healing, and I'm just so joy for that. Thank you so much. I was just scooping out this beautiful squash, and it just brought to me, inspired me to ask for a blessing for all of those who grow food and for their, just bless them all. Bless all the forces that bring us this amazing food. I want to ask for a blessing for my friend Andy and all of our brothers and sisters who have had a scary diagnosis, a blessing for his health and healing. And I want to ask for a blessing for myself and for all my brothers and sisters that there's still like the place where I can be hard inside or just like where I stop breathing and I rush and feel afraid, and just a blessing to keep moving through that into just so much trust, like you said, trusting it all, that it's all unfolding in the way that it needs to. And may I wake up more and more to that.
Blessings to you, Sarah. And all that you ask will be given. And the way you speed it up is concentrate on releasing whatever you're afraid of. Let go of the fear. When you let go of the fear, you fly. Fear is the rock that pulls us down to the bottom of the lake. Okay, yes. Just remember that.
And I'm going to move on.
You're welcome. Sandy, you're on.
Hi.
Hello, Sandy.
Hi. I would like to ask for a prayer for both myself and my doggy companion, who is at the vet emergency hospital right now. And I'd ask for prayers for his healing, and bless his heart, he is in such big service, and he uses his body to transmute energies for other souls. And he is so devoted and dedicated, but at the same time, he runs his body ragged, and I just don't want to lose him. He's pretty much everything I have, and my best friend. So his name is Tobias.
I know. I know what that's like. Okay, what's his name? What's his name?
Tobias. Yes.
Well, Tobias has my love, and you know how much I love animals.
I know. Oh, this is the perfect time to ask for a blessing.
They are special. They are more special than we know.
Oh, my gosh. They are. Yeah, that is well said. and then I'd like to ask for a blessing for me to be able to be in the world. This is an ongoing thing for me, it seems like, but to be in the world without empathing everything. And and it's come down to such isolation for me, because I just take on the whopper load of whoever I may be with, and or what's in the world, or and it's so painful, yet I don't know how to turn it off. So a little help on that would be great.
Okay. Yeah. I know. I understand. I'm right there with you, Sandy.
Thank you, Glenda.
So prayers for you. All right. And then we're going to move into Tara Kim. Hello, dear.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Glenn. So glad you are doing better, for sending a lot of prayers. I'm so glad to hear that. So also very, very grateful for the other blessings that we've had. I ended up back in Wisconsin with my parents right now, and we're trying to figure some stuff out. And what you said was so right on about the thing on the surface that puts on the edge of the message, and then you have to look at the deeper issue, because that's kind of what I'm dealing with now, too, as well. So I would just like to request some continued blessings for my parents, Carl and Barbara, and also my husband, Bert, and our two dogs as well.
Okay, you've got it. And the blessings for looking deep, have the courage to look deeper, and the peace to let go of issues that first get your attention. They're rarely it.
Yeah.
They're just vision gifts.
Yes.
Okay. So
thank you.
Have the patience to allow revelations to be made. And they will be if you ask for them. Ask for them. Don't ever be afraid to ask for revelation.
Okay, I like that. Yeah.
And we are in the age of, in case you haven't noticed, everybody, we're in the age of revelation.
That is
so
true. So
ask to be made. And last but not least, Stormy, we're going to let you close it off so that we can get into our blessing.
Yes, on empathy, if you are not of me, pass through me. If you are of me, I commit you to my original source. And on sacred, wherever I stand, I make sacred that moves to the other side of the earth, on the other side of me, and I wait for the next person to stand and join me in making that place sacred.
That's lovely, Stormy. And so, so beautiful, so true. Ah, see, you always bring the perfect benediction. Every time.
I have something else to say, but I wanted to key on this and keep it short.
Okay, just keep it short, and then we'll get into our blessing.
I want to bless the National Science Advisor that came to your house so many years ago and ask why you were talking about classified material. And you said, Jesus didn't tell me it was classified. And then you ask him, well, what do you want to know? So our government has that connection with love without end. I want the world to be reminded that this book has its cause and effect in so many unknown ways. That a National Science Advisor would come to your house and ask you about the adamantine particles.
And more about the magnetic field. Oh, I sat there for about 30 minutes watching him write out mathematical equations for what I reported. It was just Yeshua flowing through me, and he was writing out the equations. So,
I thought that was important to mention because of our election right now.
Sir. Yes. Stormy, thank you for that. This has been a privilege to serve on so many levels. And I can't tell anyone the details yet because there is a great deal more happening than is supposed to be made public yet. But I am going to be on the board of a very major humanitarian group that will bring new and actually workable forms of democracy through making economy democratic. As you all know, so many emerging countries have had the facelift called democracy that was then exploited by tyrants that still control the country. And that's because there was no energy democracy, there was no economic democracy. And so when people are not functioning as equals, it doesn't matter that they can vote, because their vote doesn't matter. And they stay locked into the same system. But this, what I will be on the board of, and if you can imagine, I mean, my life is being preserved so that I can do these things well into what would normally be elder years, but I don't feel elder at all. I feel more like I'm 45 and in the prime of my life. And I can't wait until I can make the revelations on this. You will be astounded, and you will say, oh my God. It's here. But see, we first got to get through this purgatory that we're all going through. The purgatory, I suppose, is God's way of, pardon my language, flushing the toilet. I don't really know any better way of saying it, but he's getting rid of a lot of garbage or bringing up to the surface a lot of garbage that has to be put on the junkie. I remember, and I've got an image in my mind, after Hurricane Harvey came through and virtually wiped out our little town and the neighboring town, I would drive down the highway, and for miles, it was like 30 miles, of the in between for the grassy area between two directions of four-lane traffic, which was probably, oh, I don't know, maybe 100 feet wide, maybe more. But it was piled up above where the eye could see. You couldn't see over it. It was that high, going for over 30 miles. And it looked like the kind of junk heap you would clean up after a war zone where bombs had blown down buildings, blown away trees and fences and cars. Every imaginable item was in the junk heap. It was just there. And it took a year to clean it up. So once the junk heap, first of all, the crash had to come down. Then the junk had to be gathered up. Then the junk had to be sorted out, hauled away, and recycled. It took well over a year to get through that process. So just be aware that we had a disaster of major magnitude, greater than most of us even know. And we are blessed to be here on this call. We are blessed to be looking forward toward a bright future. And I have my ear to the wind from some very, very, very reliable sources. I'm not talking about gossip, and I'm not talking about wishful thinkers. I'm talking about the movers who make things happen. I'm talking about national leaders, and not ours. Well, among them, ours, yes. But all over the world, national leaders, economic leaders, scientists, come together to make, to put the solution together. So I want to give you that little ray of hope that I think the worst is already behind us. And that doesn't mean there won't be pain ahead, because I have to tell you right now, my leg is in more pain than it was before surgery. It is in more pain than it was one day after surgery, because they probably gave me morphine while I was after the drip. So it doesn't mean the pain will go away immediately. It doesn't mean the pieces will come together immediately. But on the other side, there is a serious plan and major enlightened rays of hope. And that's my gift to you today. Just wanted to let you know. And, of course, Yeshua is part of it. And I have been invited to be a participant as well for my years of service and devotion to getting us on the other side of this enormous world problem that we have. And it is enormous. So, let us get into our blessing today. How about that? Isn't that a wonderful idea? Okay. Stormy, I'm going to meet me. Yes.
Walking on God's highway.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Stormy. Thanks for your words of wisdom and hope. And we're all going to see each other on the other side. So let's just, blessing givers, will you stand and join me? I would like as many of you as you can to stand with me. And of course, Yeshua is here. I will start my prayer to Yeshua. Then we will conduct the blessing. And while we're doing that, offer your prayer, each one of you, because it helps to build the connection under the divine principle of ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will open. So be there. Ask. Be loved, Yeshua, our brother that we love so much. Our friend who walks with us. And our resource for help and guidance. When we cannot see through the fog, when the smokes of the fires are so thick, we can't even see the flames, when the winds blow so strongly, we have to shelter our heads to find our safety. You stand there beside us, afraid of nothing, and seeing everything, and we know that you came into this world to conquer all fear and all chaos, that we may stand beside you as your brothers and sisters, which is what we yearn for more than anything in our hearts, to hold that peace and that love and to be a benevolent connection for each of our other brothers and sisters in the infrastructure of love and light, bringing peace, hope, and solutions to our world. Until these things are all brought to pass in perfect order, we ask for peace and hope for those who don't know that it's possible. We ask that you carry our loved ones across the great divide into the blessings of heaven as their time arrives. We ask that you heal those who can be put back into service in life and help them be strong for one another, having learned from their struggle and victory. We ask that you feed those who are hungry, and not just with food of the earth, but nourishment of the spirit and love of the heart. We ask that you give us contentment, that when we're alone, we are not lonely. When we are with ourselves, it's enough, because you're with us, and we are children of God. We ask now that you flow through these beautiful vibrations and energies and loving distributions of the Holy Spirit, that your love may flow with them and the grace of God may carry. And forever we may walk with you. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Allow the Spirit to just permeate your whole being, body, heart, and soul. Receive and allow God to write on the blank slate of your life. Much love to you. Many, many blessings and a happy week. Look forward to being with you next week. And bye-bye for now.